As the nation grapples with opioid abuse, one of Illinois' medical marijuana dispensaries is promoting cannabis as an alternative painkiller. HCI Alternatives, a dispensary with locations in Springfield and Collinsville, is using customers' testimonials as part of a new campaign to educate doctors and the public. Here's one patient's story. Back in high school, 23-year-old John Gilson was a local football star. A State Journal Register article from 2010 highlights his role in helping the Rochester Rockets clinch a big win, one that ended rival Sacred Heart Griffin's long winning streak. The author wrote that with just 41 seconds left, quote, linebacker John Gilson swatted down a would-be completion from a wide-open receiver. A piece of history ended when that ball hit the turf, and a piece of history was made. Gilson still loves sports. When I met him Monday, fresh off Dallas's Sunday night win, he was in a wheelchair wearing a Cowboys cap and sweatshirt. 5 years ago, Gilson was in a bad car accident.
It left me with a traumatic brain injury and a spinal cord injury, the cervical part of my neck, and my C3, 4, and 5 is fused together. That's what supports my neck up and down, and I have a plate in the front and a plate in the back to hold those two bars that are screwed through my neck,
and that's painful.
Yeah, I mean I get chills, shivers, and I get these muscle spasms because my brain doesn't totally, it can't tell my muscles what to do because there's not a full connection there because my spinal cord has been injured. So I'll get muscle spasms, and I can, like, my arms and my legs, they'll tense up, and my legs could hop up and down, and I can't control it. And with the cannabis and all that, it kind of warms my inner body up, takes my mind off of the pain, and really relaxes my muscles to where that I'm just not jumping around like I am usually, so.
What is your medicine regimen like now? And what was it before you started taking medical cannabis?
Well, before I was taking the doctor, because my pain and my spasms were so bad, they gave me the max of the hydrocodone that they could, which was like a couple every like 4 or 5 hours, and I added up to like over 300-350 or something like that a month, and I was taking that every 2 hours on top of taking baclofen, which is a muscle relaxer, gabapentin, which is a nerve pain, and I was on 180 milligrams of muscle relaxer, 1600 milligrams of neuropathy pain medicine, which was the gabapentin, and then also just for safety, I have to take seizure medication. I found that seizure medication I've been able to back off of my muscle relaxer medication. It's gone down way a whole lot, depending on how I'm using the cannabis. Now me, now that I'm able to use it, I like to use it as often as possible. That way, I don't have to go through misery or pain, because I mean, from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, I can't really help myself. So the spasms and the pain, on top of everything else with my brain injury, is kind of overwhelming. So it really relaxes me out and helps me get day by day.
So you've gone down in all of the rest of that medication, which was causing you a lot of side effects. And
I'd have lots of constipation, and sometimes the medication itself wouldn't work. So I'd have to take an extra pill or two, and then I lost an appetite. I wouldn't be hungry because I'd be taking pills all day long. Now that I'm able to use the cannabis, I got my appetite back, I'm feeling good. Gave me a little energy sometimes. It just takes your mind off of the bad things you have to go through during the day.
There are, however, people that see this as just, you're a pothead. you're taking a drug that is still illegal.
It's one thing. See, I understand your question, but my point of view is it's one thing to look at something and make a judgment, and it's another thing to experience it than have a judgment, rather than just, oh, you know, it's been bad because it's been illegal for so many years. My thoughts on it is that, you know, more and more states are going to keep coming forward with it. And I don't think it's a bad drug. I mean,
how do you take it? Do you smoke it or eat it? Or there's all sorts of ways that you can, oils?
Yeah, you can, there's lotions, oils, there's edibles, which is food. You can eat and the food ones, it's a little bit more powerful than the actual flower, the actual plant itself, which, you know, it's like concentrate, I guess you would call it. But I use all forms because the edibles, the ones you eat and whatnot, it's more of like a body kind of high, and it really relaxes my muscles. And then the flower is more of like a mental state, kind of gives you a mental high, which, you know, takes my mind and really gives me happy thoughts, you know. I giggle every now and then, but makes life better.
We're speaking at probably about 11 o'clock in the morning. What was your regimen, your routine so far today?
I woke up probably about 6 or 7 this morning. Every morning I wake up, I'm flopping like a fish in bed from muscle spasms. And so when I get up, I smoked some cannabis this morning, got bathed and whatnot, and then my personal assistant stretches my muscles every day. So I did that for about an hour. And then he transfers me from my bed to my wheelchair. And then I got something to eat, and we just kind of hung out in my house until
he came to downtown Springfield for a press conference at HCI Alternatives, a medical marijuana dispensary. Not to play into stereotypes here, but there are people that assume you're a young guy, you're just going to be hanging out with your buds and passing that joint along to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Do they pressure you?
Nah, they joke about it, but I mean, because it is so regulated, and not to mention it's still against the law to use it, I gotta say no, can't do it. You know, it's kind of, you know, if you had a disease, I would try to help you out with getting a doctor, I would tell my buddies. But it's so potent compared to the stuff that is out on the street. And I know they joke about it, but I'm not one to break the law. I'll try not to break the law.
Gilson offers some final words for medical marijuana skeptics.
Talk to the people who are allowed to use it. Get their story.
That was John Gilson's story. You may see his picture on a billboard soon. The dispensary where he gets his cannabis, HCI Alternatives, is using testimonials from patients like Gilson as part of its new campaign to promote medical marijuana as an alternative to opioids. That's even though the federal government still lists marijuana on its strictest class of drugs. Opioids are not. Next month will mark a year since dispensaries first opened their doors in Illinois. I'm Amanda Vinicky.